The nation's second-largest shopping mall owner declared bankruptcy today. General Growth Properties operates 200 malls across the country. One of the best known is historic Faneuil Hall in Boston. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, the bankruptcy is a reminder that commercial real estate has big problems, too.
Despite the bankruptcy, it's a pretty normal day out shopping for people here at Faneuil Hall in Boston. The ever-present Peruvian musicians are here, and a lot of people are spending money and getting lunch. Some of them, though, have heard about the bankruptcy.
Yeah, I heard that in the news. That's a shame.
Ed Roberts is a chiropractor from Tewksbury, Massachusetts. He says, of course, hearing about companies going bankrupt doesn't make you feel too good about the economy, but he's getting used to hearing about news like this now.
It's a little scary, but I think we're going in the right direction. And I think the economy is going in the right direction. The stock market's climbing up slowly. And 2 years from now, we'll look back at this and be grateful that we got through it.
Now, this is the point in the story where you might expect to hear about how people aren't spending as much money, how it's hurting the shopping malls. But actually, the mall owner says that's not the problem here.
It really isn't the problem.
That's Tom Nolan, the president of General Growth Properties.
Make no mistake, there is less shopping going on, and as you've said, and retail sales are down. But we've been through those cycles before. Our tenants have been through those cycles before.
Nolan says his malls have a 92% occupancy rate, which is very good. But he says that the company has fallen victim to the credit crisis. It has about $20 billion worth of loans that have come due and need to be refinanced. But Nolan says the banks and investors who normally make those loans can't do it right now.
This is a frozen credit market. They simply don't have the capacity to lend at the levels that the commercial industry needs at the moment.
Pete Kyle is a finance professor at the University of Maryland.
Yes. So for commercial and industrial companies, debt is very expensive because banks are somewhat reluctant to lend money due to the fact that banks do not have a lot of capital. So banks are asking for interest rates that are very high.
Still, Kyle isn't that sympathetic. He says it looks like companies such as General Growth Properties were just borrowing way too heavily. And that put them at risk, Pete Kyle.
You're going to particularly see this among real estate developers, because real estate developers are typically very highly levered and very subject to a credit crisis when it comes around.
Kyle says there's concern right now that this may be the next big problem for the financial system. That is, a wave of loan defaults in commercial real estate, not just residential.
It's the next step in the banking crisis. It will impose a lot of pain on the owners of malls in the short run, a lot of pain on their bankers. But for the average American, it's not going to impose much pain at all.
Although, you know, since the pain that's being inflicted on the banks, it seems like ends up being shouldered by the taxpayers in one way or another right now, you know, this may mean more losses to the whole system and ultimately more government bailouts if we see a lot of these commercial loans going
down. And I think that's exactly right.
For its part, the giant mall owner General Growth Properties says it's optimistic that it will be able to eventually emerge from bankruptcy without selling too many malls and laying off too many people. Chris Arnold, NPR News.